Hello, my imaginary friends. It is Thursday, the 31st of May, 2012. Apologies for all the wind noise as I'm walking at the moment, and it's quite windy. But hopefully you can still hear me. In fact, I might just pause my recording just to have a quick listen. Yeah, that didn't sound too bad to me. Okay, I want to do a quick reply to, just to chip in on a very, very interesting subject that McColgan raised. About how the human brain is a multimedia recorder. I think that was the subject. The subject was that, more or less. But yeah, he was talking about how when you listen to a boo, you are transported back with the memory of the things you could see. When you first heard that sound. So in his particular case, it was a boo that he himself had recorded. So as he was speaking, his ears were obviously listening to what he was saying, and his eyes were recording what he could see. And that when listening back to that boo, he remembered the vision of what his eyes could see when he was recording it. And to me, it reminds me of that thing that you get, you know, when you hear an album that you haven't heard for many years, and you listen to that album and it transports you back and you remember where you were when you first heard that album, or when you first heard that song. You get transported back, and it becomes such a vivid memory of where you were and what you were seeing, and maybe even the emotions that you were feeling at the time, just from hearing an album that you heard, you know, that you haven't heard for a while. So I get that if I listen to, here's an example, if I listen to the Petra Boys album Introspective, I get transported back to sixth form college, sitting on the stairs at the top of in the common room. Top of the stairs, and I just remember sitting there with my Sony Walkman. It was a Sony Walkman. Listening to it on a cassette. And you know, I was at sixth form college. I was a teenager, and it just transports me back. And a similar thing happens with smell. Sometimes you smell something that you haven't smelled for a long time, and you suddenly the vivid memories of, you know, someone you used to know whose house smelt like that, or and used to go around and visit them, or something like that, you know, or a meal that you had. It's amazing, really. And I think the theory behind this is that you know, the sense of sight is, for most of us, is such a primary sense that we're using all the time, and we get sort of accustomed to seeing things, and it becomes almost sort of trivial because it's such a primary way of sensing things for most of us. I know that there are quite a few people on Ojibwe who are blind, or at least legally blind, so for them I guess things are quite different. It'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. But for people who are lucky enough to have, well, people who have all of their senses, like me, we use sight all the time, and I think it becomes trivialised. And I think that the less used senses, or the less conscious senses, the sense of smell, for instance. And it's in some respects, the sound, the sense of hearing, because those senses are less upfront and conscious. They're somehow more deeper rooted and can be stronger because when you do become aware of those senses, it kind of takes your brain by surprise, and and so it really grabs you and can transport you to those memories. I think it's something to do with that, isn't it? Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to say on this subject. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.